Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 8, verses 30 through 36. Let's just start with the scripture. Verse 30 says, "As he was saying these things, many believed in him." As we saw from our previous devotion, many people believe in him. This is not the first time we've seen this. Back in John chapter 2, verses 23 and 24, we saw that many people believed in him then, yet Jesus didn't trust their belief. Well, a similar thing is going to happen here. Just like was true of those believers in John chapter 2, many of these believers in John chapter 8 are not genuine believers. So what is the criteria that determines if our belief is sufficient? If we have the proper belief, how do we know? Well, verse 31, "Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, 'If you continue in my word, you are really my disciples.'" So continuing in Christ's word is the litmus test for belief. To continue means to continue to be faithful, to continue to be obedient. Now, it's important to understand that this is indicative, not determinative. And that's simpler than it sounds. So it's not that if we really work hard and really try to continue in his word, if we really try to continue in obedience, then that will determine that our belief is sufficient. No, it's the other way around. It indicates it. If in fact we continue in God's word, that indicates to us that our belief was sufficient from the beginning. Verse 32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So if we continue in his word, that's the previous verse, verse 31. If we continue in his word, we will know the truth. The truth will work its way into every crevice of our lives. And then the truth will set us free. Well, free from what? Well, we'll see down in verse 34 in a moment that the primary answer is sin. If we continue in the word, then the truth will grow in us, and that truth will free us from sin. Sin has power over us. Sin takes us deeper and deeper. Sin controls us. But Jesus sets us free from the bondage, the controlling power of sin. Verse 33, "We are descendants of Abraham," they answered him, "and we have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will be free?" Now, this response by the Jewish leaders, this was crazy on every level. First of all, politically and nationally, the Jewish people had been enslaved by Egypt. They had been enslaved by Assyria, by Babylon, by the Medo-Persian Empire, by Greece, by Syria, and now by Rome. And so it just wasn't historically correct to say that we have, as a people, never been enslaved. So perhaps they meant that they had never been spiritually enslaved. They identified as children of Abraham. They took great pride in that. Abraham was the father of the faith. And they believed that they were settled and secure as children of God. And they were not ultimately susceptible to being really enslaved by anything because of their status. They were children of Abraham. Well, how does Jesus respond to that? Verse 34, Jesus responded, "Truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." So sin, like a cruel taskmaster, controls every aspect of an unbeliever's life. It enslaves that person. As the Bible says in Titus 3:3, it enslaves them to the various lusts and pleasures. In fact, let me just read that verse. Titus 3:3 says, "We too were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved by various passions and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, detesting one another." That's a picture of what sin does in the life of an unbeliever. The only hope we have of being freed is the power and the effect of being freed from the power and effect of sin. Our only hope is Jesus. Verse 35, a slave does not remain in the household forever, but a son does remain forever. That's what Jesus says. He's helping them understand that they aren't nearly as secure as they think they are because they are because Abraham is their ancestor. A slave in a household has no permanent standing, no real place, no security. A son, though, does have standing. They thought they were sons because of their connection with Abraham, but they were not. We're not connected to Abraham by biology. We're connected to Abraham when we believe, like Abraham believed. And that's the point that Jesus was trying to make. They were not sons in the household. They were slaves, and their status was temporary. Verse 36, Jesus goes on, so if the Son sets you free, you really will be free. They had put their trust in their biological connection to Abraham, but Jesus said it's only through him, only through Jesus, that we can find forgiveness and the freedom from sin. Faith in the Lord by faith in Jesus. Now, why is this important? Well, it's not likely that many who are watching or listening to this are trusting a family connection to Abraham, but many people today do seek to trust in other false hopes. They're trusting in their family identity. My whole family's followed the Lord. Or national identity, even. Well, I'm an American, so I must be saved. Or their reputation, or their success, or their perceived morality, or their sincerity. And they think that those things will somehow earn them a right relationship with God. But all of these things leave us slaves to sin. It's only Jesus. It's only trusting Jesus that brings eternal life. Hey, as we wrap up on this Friday, I want to give you a prompt for Thanksgiving. I think of Psalm 105:1, which says, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, proclaim his deeds among the peoples. So let me give you one thing to pause and thank the Lord for today. Here it is. No one has perfect health, but you are healthy enough to spend time with the Lord and his word today. So think of one prayer, one sentence that you can express to the Lord that is an expression of the thanksgiving in your heart for the health that you have. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like or subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.